Blog Talk Radio.
What's poppin', people? It's your man, C Major. I'll have another great show for you today. We got Mr. Wright, a.k.a. the Poetic Therapist, going to be on. Of course, we're going to get political in the beginning and how we get down. Got my co-host, Ms. Kobe Jackson. Like I said, like I'll continue to say, it's Thursday. What else would you do? TipBopOurWay.com. So we got now radio. We'll be back.
I thought I told you. I'm a mogul.
Heads up, here we come, y'all, live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears moving right to the deck. This is true hip-hop, old school flip-flops. With a new school twist, just admit it's hot. To the clock, tick-tock, and you don't stop. Down in the street, taking over the whole block. Block to the boys, we need to make more room. Move. Get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door. Reports, new music, movies, awards, too. You've never seen nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating facts from fiction. Who's who? What was it that of this? We're going backstage and you ain't getting text admissions. Better switch gears, this here's a fast addiction. Listen, process is turn to progress. You got an app, you don't care who got next.
To all my ladies, Mr. Wright.
Thank you. All right, let me set the mood. Ladies, let me dim the lights and adjust them to your eyes, making them fit like an expensive piece of clothing. Not too tight, just right. Enough to bring out, enhance your all natural, letting it cast its spell, making its flamboyant ways reach out to touch my temptations with your erotic sways and that look that you send my way. You don't understand. The way that you look at me with that look makes the very breath that I breathe in and out of me want to leave me completely. Fuck waiting to exhale. That butter pecan flavor that you got me caught up in a rapture like Anita Baker. You don't hear me. It's got me moving in a deep and erotic way as if I was making love to Luther. You don't understand the effect that butter pecan flavor has. You see, if I was to take my tongue and get a scoop of that butter pecan, I'd be guaranteed to never let it go to waste. Once it drips, my job is to catch. Once it melts from the heat of the tongue, my job is to clean up the mess. If it's lacking a little sugar, my job is to sweeten the pots. And if you're wondering what's coming next, my job is to get you there, keep you there, and make sure you stay nice and wet. So I can clean up that mess that we spoke on a little earlier. And for those who are a little more subtle and like to watch, and if you want to see what the butter pecan does to me, excuse me, Miss Lady, would you care to come and spoon feed me, please? mental stimulation between us is taking us to new heights, allowing us to explore where we've never been before, mentally, physically. The attraction is almost obsessive, because when you're gone from me through the night, sweetie, you're still here. And when you're here with me through the night, you damn near got me speechless, speaking in tongues, to the point where my lips don't even understand. But the blessing that you are, you reach deep inside of me and bring out a level of intrigue and mystique, placing it to the level where it ought to be. A sight for sore eyes is what you are. Sexual healing for my questions with your answers is what you provide. And I thank you. Come here, sweetie. Let me wash your feet while gently massaging them. Kiss you on the back of your knee to make you a little weak, so I can give you a place to lay and let you feel that heavenly vibe that's being sent. With all that, my earth angel, I ask you, would you allow me to spread your wings and do those creative things with your body without you attempting to stop me from getting a taste? 'Cause I got the feeling that bittersweet candy and the way it works is the best, making any taste test desirable to any man who has a dream. Prime example, if Dr. King was still alive, he'd still be asleep. The enticing taste of that candy is clearly moving me like it should be, all day, all night, and all those times in between. And with all that being said and done, the only thing I truly want is to hold you through the night.
Try to fight me. little time in the lab with my free flow. Keeping my vibe on so everyone can see. Yo, I'm not Big Daddy Kane, but it gets the job done. Seizing these chances to display it, then I'm second to none. Spitting these 12 bars of lyrical fury to wake up like swinging tech to make sure that you hear me. Bringing a new vibe to the 100K. To be advised, y'all, this boy, yeah, he comes to play. So give me a mic, I'll beat the audience to stage, and I'm guaranteed to make the front page. Cause you're like me. I know you're like me. Don't try to fight me. Haters, they like me. Cause you know I come to flow.
I want you to know what I'm doing.
playing with a brother. Come on.
Yeah, nobody. Okay. I'm having technical difficulties.
Natural. She had me up against the wall with her freaking dress on. And yeah, ma, I hope you like Perignon. Cause if you
drinking, I'm buying and later bumping and grinding. She made a booty head clap.
But wait, it gets worse. Cause as soon as I quenched the thirst, she threw that thing in reverse. She was a cutie, fat booty. When she moved, you gotta hit it right. So I see you tonight. Cause Llama kinda likes the freak.
She's a freak and she got me up against the wall.
It's Madam Madonna, and you know I can't stop it.
Ooh, girl, stop
it. It's Madam Madonna, summer problem. Yes, I'm the fresh new look, chicks face it. It took good look, skills, and a little patience. Now what I'm cooking up got me living flagrant.
Yeah.
Walk by they looking up like they seen a spaceship. Oh my, there I go by. Wind in my hair, I declare I am so fly. Feeling so daring, no hair on my chocha. Yellow bone, sick from eating fish, grits, and okra. Haters on the corner, mugging, looking like ogre. Leave me alone, yeah. Princess Fiona's mouth hanging open like they about to say Oprah. Now they blogging about the girl and they tearing down her poster.
I'ma show it off, cause I got it.
Yeah.
Money in my pocket, money in my pocket.
Uh-huh.
I'ma show it off,
oh.
I'ma show it off,
oh.
I'm showing off till they saying, ooh, girl, stop.
They be
what?
Like, they be
what?
Like.
I use my money for the basics, like good cook. money in my pocket. I'ma show it off.
What?
I'ma show it off.
Oh, oh.
I'm showing off till they saying, ooh,
to all my ladies, Mr. White.
Thank you. All right, let me set the mood. Ladies, let me dim the lights and adjust them to your eyes, making them fit like an expensive piece of clothing. Not too tight, just right. Enough to bring out and enhance your all natural, letting it cast its spell, making its flamboyant ways reach out to touch my temptations with your erotic sways and that look that you send my way. You don't understand. The way that you look at me with that look makes the very breath that I breathe in and out of me want to leave me completely. Fuck waiting to exhale. That butter pecan flavor that you got me caught up in a rapture like Anita Baker. You don't hear me. It's got me moving in a deep and erotic way as if I was making love to Luther. You don't understand the effect that that butter pecan flavor has. You see, if I was to take my tongue and get a scoop of that butter pecan, I'd be guaranteed to never let it go to waste. Once it drips, my job is to catch. Once it melts from the heat of the tongue, my job is to clean up the mess. If it's lacking a little sugar, my job is to sweeten the pots. And if you're wondering what's coming next, my job is to get you there, keep you there, and make sure you stay nice and wet, so I can clean up that mess that we spoke on a little earlier. And for those who are a little more subtle and like to watch, and if you want to see what the butter pecan does to me, excuse me, Miss Lady, would you care to come and spoon feed me, please?
Somebody's on the phone.
What's this, family? Hello?
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 Hello, hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear? This is Mr. Wright.
Hello, what's going on, Mr. Wright? I'm guessing they're having technical difficulties on the show today.
I think so.
Yeah, because the host is not on.
Oh, man.
Tell me how you feel. Why'd you walk away, baby? What's your deal? It's been 9 years and I still feel the same way you do this to me. Should've stayed, baby, why did you leave? You're the one in my life I still need. Oh, why can't you see? Can't you see?
Right, left combo, that's so 9-11. 135, pound for pound. Never been knocked down, stood through every round. 22 wins by way of knockout. Opponents now looking for a way to cap out. First in my class, heavyweight champ. Strength, conditioning, and I straight dance. The name mean to be, call me the bosses. Captain Cold Feet, you can totally forfeit. Come on, fit, your girl fist leaves you exhausted. Before you even know what you lost, it. You lost.
So they want to spread off, work with a threat. Jab, jab, uppercut. Am I hurting you yet? How you gonna get soft, homie, first in the net? You don't really wanna work with a threat. I will. So they wanna spread off, work with a threat. Jab, jab, uppercut. Am I hurting you yet? How you gonna get soft, homie, first in the net? You don't really wanna work with a threat. I will. From the
UL, couple knockdowns, but I'm not down. Corner men throw in styles, rest stop rounds. Aim high, can't stand the face that'll leave you out on your feet. Standing eight or TKO'd. I ease they low, leave them curled on the floor like they 3 days old. I dominate the ring, devastating blows. Dominate the game, devastating blows. Heavyweights levitate, I make the levees break. Let me demonstrate, let it escalate. I'm from the old school, you know, rope a dope, peekaboo, boo, the old okie dope. Sizzle like grease, sizzle like soda hot, drizzle like honey, but I pop like a loaded drop. I double hip hop in your face. Left hand beat, right hand bake.
So they wanna spread off, work with a threat. Jab, jab, uppercut. Am I hurting them yet? How you gonna get soft, home, first in the net? You don't really wanna work with a threat. I'm done. So they wanna spread off, work with a threat. Jab, jab, uppercut. Am I hurting them yet? How you gonna get soft, home, first in the net? You don't really wanna work with a threat. I'm done. From the threat.
I'm the real McCoy. Boy, use a fake. It's not a fair fight, cause you're a cruiserweight. You're running out of stunts. I pack a power punch. And if the man clean, you won't leave without a lump. Sparring in a square ring, swinging cause my ears ring. Talk of the town, I'm off from around bringing. Yeah, I've been jumping rope, working calisthenics. You're so pathetic, I see your face in the focus, man. Whoever's commentating can commentate on my combinations. You against me, it's not a common denomination. Balance, speed, agility. You can't get rid of me. When you search for competitors, don't consider me. Mouthpiece, sin, I don't bite my tongue. No kids still beat you like my son. Let's see how you feel when you're not so conscious. Third man in the ring yelling, no conscience.
So they wanna spread off, work with a threat. Jab, jab, uppercut. Am I hurting them yet? How you gonna get soft, home, first in the net? You don't really wanna work with a threat. I'm done. So they wanna spread off, work with a threat. Jab, jab, uppercut. Am I hurting them yet? How you gonna get soft, home, first in the net? You don't really wanna work with a threat. I'm done. From the threat.
All right, people, we're going to try this again. Poetic Therapist, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir. How you feeling?
Oh, my goodness. It's about time. I apologize. I do. Like I said, it's something we didn't have control over. But we finally got you on the line, and we're finally going to make this happen. Do you have about 15 minutes for us? Because I want to keep reschedule you if you prefer that.
Hey, let's make it happen.
Okay, I'm here. I'm here as long as you need me. We're gonna keep extending the show until you want us to leave.
Hey man, it's all for the people.
It's all on you right now. Let's talk real quick. First of all, you call your brand the poetry therapy, correct?
I'm sorry.
You call your brand the poetry therapy.
Absolutely.
Tell us why you call it that.
I mean, you know, it's therapeutic. I mean, the way I write, it comes strictly from the thoughts of everybody that's out there. You know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, some people have ways of expressing themselves, some people don't. So, you know, I listen to their thoughts and what they're feeling, and, you know, unbeknown to them, I'll take it and just, you know, put it as poetry in motion. So it kind of gives people an outlet to
mm-hmm.
express themselves.
Right.
You know, and
right.
it's through me.
Right. Let me ask you this. You talk about, you know, growing up, you were the son of a Marine, so you did a lot of traveling. How did that growing up, going to all the different places, how did that affect your poetry? You know, seeing a lot of things that other people wouldn't get to see if, you know, you grew up in one area all your life.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, when you see things on TV, you know, that's happening over in these different countries, and you're really not in touch with it, you know. But you can only get what the news broadcast or somebody from the radio show actually gives you. Well,
right.
I was actually there with what was going on, and I was able to relate with people. And if I didn't relate, you know, they were able to make me understand. So it just put me that step closer, you
right.
know, as opposed to being at a distance trying to understand. I actually had somebody that was kind of like a tutor there.
Okay. Tell us, I hear a subtle hip-hop, R&B influence when I listen to your poetry, obviously, especially the beats in the background, everything like that. How did that affect what you say, you know, as far as poetically, how did that affect you, those two entities?
I think what it is, because, you know, a lot of people don't listen to poetry itself. We have more people now that actually listen to poetry,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of people don't. So I wanted to do something different that kind of, you know, caught the attention of everybody. And if we know with a good hip hop track or R&B track, it's always the music that catches us first.
Right.
So
right.
I wanted to try and fit in and, you know, have somebody, you know, listen to me openly as opposed
mm-hmm.
to hearing he's a spoken word artist, you know, what is he gonna say? You know, is it really gonna catch my attention? So I figure, you know, with the music, it's easier to grab somebody's attention and then they focus on the words.
Let me ask you this, and this is a question I always feel is very important to know. It's a common question, but very important. Your influences. Who influenced your direction and made you say, you know what, poetry is something I really, really want to do?
Well, to be honest with you, it wasn't a person in particular. I started out, I used to be a rapper, and... You know, I started writing R&B, but the one thing that I found that doing both of those, I couldn't express myself at will,
okay.
you know, like I wanted to. It wouldn't come to me. You know, with poetry, it doesn't take a whole lot of thought as far as what you want to say, you know, mm-hmm. so it's easier to express yourself. And it's just basically it's the deliverance when you get into poetry. So it wasn't anybody in particular. It was just my niche, you know. But I do always say I'm going to become the Luther Vandross of poetry.
I mad at that one. Not at all. Not at all. Let's talk about your writing, your directing, and your acting. Because based on what I've read about you, that kind of jump-started basically your poetry career with the writing aspect of it. Tell us a little bit about that aspect of your life.
Well, I was actually in Virginia, in the Northern Virginia area. I've always wanted to act,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I never knew the way to get into it. When I moved to the Northern Virginia area, I actually hooked up with this company called Sojourn Theater Productions, And the one thing that she truly believed was real life aspects. So we had a half hour television show that we did on Sundays that truly allowed us to deliver messages. AIDS, Down syndrome, you know, just different real life situations. And she had me do some writing for her. So when I did that writing, you know, it made me get in touch and listen, you know, to what people had to say, because I had to go to the people, interview them, see what they were feeling at this point in time and this and that. So it kind of transfers into my poetry. That describes the way I write now. I listen to everybody and what they're feeling and what they truly want to say or how they feel. You know, so that's how I write. And I found that to be more effective.
Let's talk about your transition or when you came to D.C. Especially. And you, I believe you said you were on Love Talk and Slow Jams with Justine Love and Ty B, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now for those of you who are in the DMV area, y'all know that's a pretty big deal. And that's where you get the best of the best, cream of the crop. How did that, you know, how did that motivate you to say, okay, this is something I really want to do, this is something I really want to get into, and I'm going to take it to that next level, if you will?
Truly the support. That was truly the first place that I actually did my poetry. And I did a piece called Let Me Take You Away. And that, just the acceptance of the crowd, because they were truly let you know whether they like you or don't like you. And then hearing all the other poets, you know, out there, I mean, because of course we always strive to be the best. And
right.
Listening to all those poets, it gave me an idea, because I truly didn't know how to be a poet. You know, I didn't know how to deliver anything at that point in time. But listening to the different people and, you know, with the way they delivered things, I knew what I didn't want to do. And I didn't,
right.
You know, I kind of figured out how I wanted to come across, because I never wanted to come across with that slam poetry type sway.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's nothing against those who do it, but everybody does it. And I wanted to try and distinguish myself from everybody else. But Love Talk and Slow Jams, you know, was a big part of me driving. I mean, they pushed me. They called me and asked me to do shows and make appearances here and there. So it just the need and the way they embraced me just made me want to take it to the next level.
All right, let's do this. I have a few more questions for you, but what I want to do now is, even though we played it already, we're going to play it again, because y'all need to go purchase like 8,000 copies right now.
Absolutely.
This is the Poetic Therapist, and this is all I want. I want to get into, when we come back, I want to talk to you about assuming the position,
uh-huh.
No homo, working with my boy E, Fat Cats, and we're going to talk about the Velocity Magazine Awards. So we'll be right back. This is Poetic Therapist. This is all I want. We'll be back.
This mental stimulation between us is taking us to new heights, allowing us to explore where we've never been before, mentally, physically. The attraction is almost obsessive, because when you're gone from me through the night, sweetie, you're still here. And when you're here with me through the night, you damn near got me speechless, speaking in tongues, to the point where my lips don't even understand. But the blessing that you are, you reach deep inside of me and bring out a level of intrigue and mystique, placing it to the level where it ought to be. A sight for sore eyes is what you are. Sexual healing for my questions with your answers is what you provide. And I thank you. Come here, sweetie. Let me wash your feet while gently massaging them. Kiss you on the back of your knee to make you a little weak, so I can give you a place to lay and let you feel that heavenly vibe that's being sent. My earth angel, I ask you, those creative things with your body without you attempting to stop me from getting a taste. Cause I got the feeling that that bittersweet candy and the way it works is the best, making any taste test desirable to any man who has a dream. Prime example, if Dr. King was still alive, he'd still be asleep. The enticing taste of that candy is clearly moving me like it should be, all day, all night, and all those times in between. And with all that being said and done, the only thing I truly want is to hold you through the night.
Okay, that was The Poetic Therapist, and that joint was called All I Want. Let's talk about that joint real quick. What was the inspiration behind that one?
I wanted to go to a different level without getting extreme, but I mean, you know, women always talk about men and all they want and this and that. So, you know, with my style of poetry, with being erotic, I wanted to take it in a different direction and just let them know that, you know, all I want, you know, is being with you.
Okay. You have a new, you know, speaking of your poetry, you have a new album called Assume the Position. Tell us, when we go pick it up, because everybody's going to go pick up 5 copies right now. Once we pick up our 5 copies, what can we expect from this album?
This album is going to make you do one of two things. It's going to put you in the mood, or it's going to help you relax at night and put you to sleep.
What's the direction? What's the overall direction on the album? Is it something, because I know a lot of the fellas will know, is it something strictly for the ladies, or is it something the fellas can vibe to and listen to and just kind of kick back with a nice Heineken and relax, or is it that type of thing?
Truly, it's going to be more geared towards the ladies. Assume the Position is simply my catchphrase when I perform, and it's just simply eyes closed. So when I perform, I have all the ladies assume the position, because I'm a believer that if you can't feel what I'm saying, there's no sense in you listening. And then I always have the fellas watch their reactions. So it's going to be geared more towards the ladies, but it is for everyone. It'll be that CD that will set the mood.
Okay, I got you. You've worked with a few people that I'm pretty familiar with. Tell us about how the relationship with Edie and Fat Cat came about.
Wow. Me and E met probably about six years ago,
mm-hmm.
almost 7 years ago. And he was actually DJing for a partner of mine. And we were doing parties out in Virginia. And we came together. He knew I was a poet. I knew he was an R&B artist. And he called on me one day to actually bring a different vibe. And he wanted to throw some poetry in the mix. And, you know, that's how our relationship was truly born. But he's been a great inspiration to me. Just, you know, his work ethics and what he does and how he goes about it. I mean, you know, you had him on the show, you know, a few years ago. Now the man's got a million hits on his MySpace page.
Right.
So, you know, he's very thorough, very effective with what he does. And just to be near him and under him and what he's doing, it gives me another path to travel, and, you know, the proper path to travel, because, you know, like I can't say enough about him, man. He's just taking me under his wing and he's grooming me.
Yeah, you just spoke to the ego major right now. No, that's my boy. He's my man. He's definitely a good dude for me. All of you who know E, I know he's a very good dude. That's why I'm kidding with him right now. But I see him looking right now. And so, shout out to E. But you definitely have a lot of big things coming up. Definitely, like I said, when I played it earlier in the show, we were having an issue. I received emails right away on it. Who's that? What's going on with that? And all that type of stuff. But What's the live reaction like? You know, the first time maybe someone's hearing your poetry, first time someone maybe listened to your album and you're around. What's that reaction like live?
You mean from my behalf or from the audience?
From their behalf, from the audience perspective.
From what I've seen, it's amazing. Just that it's kind of like they're sitting right on the edge, waiting on me to push them off.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're assuming the position and I finish, and they wake up, it's kind of like that dazed sigh of relief. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I mean, the feedback is wonderful. It's wonderful, and you know how they constantly ask me to get more. You know, so it's unbelievable. I almost can't describe it, but it's almost like a sigh of relief when they open up.
Right.
You know, because I touched on some things that they were going through, and I made them feel a certain way, or took them back to, you know, something that happened in the past that related to. So, you know, it's a real good mix, real good mix.
You're definitely doing a lot of big things. I understand you will be performing with E at the Velocity Magazine Awards. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
What can we expect? Because he wouldn't give me nothing, so I'm going to plug you now. He didn't give me anything. So now I got to see if I can go the other route. You know what I'm saying? You can't go left, you got to go right sometimes. Can you give me something to expect at the Velocity Magazine Awards?
Expect the performance to be like a live video. It's going to be that theatrical.
Hey, that's something. I can kind of run with that one.
Okay.
he hit me with, oh, it's going to be great. Like, oh, man, you're giving me nothing. I don't get no exclusives, no anything. I don't know if you know this, but Anthony Anderson, and I keep mentioning him, he came on the show on Monday, saying this, you know, basically giving us the exclusive, saying the Velocity Magazine Awards, it will be broadcasted live on the internet, so anybody anywhere can watch it while it's going on.
Wow.
Does that bother you at all? See, now you know.
Yeah.
See, I like dropping things like that.
Yeah. That's
so,
what's up. No. That doesn't bother me at all. No, not at all. Not at all, because, you know, the way me and E rehearse,
mm-hmm.
it sets us up for
right.
any type of live broadcast or anything, you know, and we put ourselves in a position to where if it ever happens, it'll be just like it's not there.
Right. We call that preparing for the moment, being in the moment. You got to be in the moment and always be prepared for the moment.
Absolutely.
So definitely, that, like I said, that's a pretty good look. So for those of you who are listening, as soon as I get the actual details for the website, I'll let you know. I believe it's velocitymagazineawards.com, but don't quote me on that. We're going to put it up on our website, hiphoparway.com. So basically, it's going to be a live stream. So beyond just the 700,000 people it's going to reach via TV, now it's going to be able to reach roughly billions of people. Anybody with an internet connection will be able to pick this thing up. So that's why this is such a big deal. So we're going to have people like my man E, poetic therapist, doing their thing, handling their business. So make sure you check it out. Please make sure you check it out, because it's going to be serious. But beyond that. Yeah.
We got to get some more out there.
beyond that, tell us, what can we expect from you in the future? And we know you have your project out right now, but what's the next move? Are you going to go more to the acting? Are you going to really hit this poetry thing, more live shows? What can we expect from you in the future?
Well, you can expect, because Fat Cats is really, really gelling together. So E and myself are actually truly, we're talking about doing a tour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's also, I would say look out for a collaboration CD between me and E.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're working on this, but there might be an all-out Fat Cats show live on the internet. So there's a few things in the works. You know, there's a few things in the works that we're really working on. I'm really getting ready to start working on my next CD. And this is going to be a complimentary CD. This won't be for sale. We'll be giving them away. So we're working on that new CD called Role Play. So that's what you can expect, Mom. Yeah.
This is what I want to do now. I have somebody on the line. And I don't know if they call in just to listen in or they were calling to speak. So I'm going to open it up, and I'm going to see who I have from 202. 202 was really good.
Yo, what's going on, T-Major?
What's poppin'?
It's Enrique.
What's going on, man?
That's management, baby. That's management.
I was actually just called. I called in because I'm on the road, so, you know, it's the only way I can listen.
Yeah, I figured that's what it was, but I wanted to kind of put you out there like that.
Right, it's all good.
No, everything good?
I just, you know, I'm very proud of, you know, the Poetic Therapist and E for, you know, for all that they're doing right now because, you know, they put in a lot of hard work to get these projects done and you know, and everything is going to be, you know, they're going to be honored at the Velocity Magazine Awards, you know, by doing a show. You know, and I guess we just found out just now it's going to be live, you know, on the web. So you're talking about
right. People
all over the world going to be able to watch it that can't come out to the DMV.
Exactly.
That's a major look. And I'm really proud of these guys, you know. Because we do a lot of work. We, you know, we have team meetings every week, you know, on always planning, setting goals on what we're trying to accomplish. And I'm actually really proud of these guys. And, you know, things are starting to pay off right now. So.
No, that's what up, man. No, I just wanted to get you on the line, kind of put you on the spot right there.
Yeah. It's not good.
No, that's what up, man. All right, man, you have a good one.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right. See, Major?
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you something. Without that man right there, I don't know if we would be where we're at now. That's one of the hardest org managers out there, man. He grinds for us. And, I mean, we're really lucky to have him, man.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what you mean. And I'm looking in the chat room, and we have a lot of people from all over the place. And I think one of the things that's great about that is because it's going to be online, all of these people will actually be able to see you guys perform live.
Absolutely.
So, once again, it's a very big deal. It's a very big deal. And all you guys should be, you know, commended because it was a lot of people, close to 200 people who could have been a nominee and performed at these awards. But they only able to pick a certain few. So, for you guys to be nominated, once again, that's a big deal. And once again, me personally, I want to apologize to you, like I said earlier, for our technical difficulties. I'm glad we had an opportunity to still extend the show for a while and make sure we got all your information out and make sure people got to hear your voice. So I appreciate you on that one and your patience because I know how it is sometimes.
Hey, no problem, man. I mean, we understand that things happen. And I mean, that's truly how we live our lives. You know, we take it one step at a time. We do understand that things do happen, and, you know, we just try and roll with it and make the best of it, and that's how we stay humble.
Right, that's what's up. Do this for me. Make sure you, before we let you go, make sure you shout out your website and all your information and let people know where you're going to be at so they don't know how to get in contact with you. All
right. You can come to my social network, which is it's called the Therapeutic Lounge, but you can log in at the Poetic Therapist. .com. You can also for bookings or you know or any type of bookings, you can get at my manager Enrique at www.fatcats.com, phatcats.com, and then also good old fashioned MySpace page. You can hit me at myspace.com/ Mr. Wright's Place. Spell out Mr. MISTER Wright, WRIGHTS Place. And our next event is actually going to be the Velocity Magazine Awards. So we look forward to seeing everybody there. If not, please tune in online. go to hiphopourway.com. See, Major, have that up and all the information. Because we're not aware of it yet. We're not aware of it yet. But, you know, and that's it. That's going on right now. But tune in to thepartytherapist.com, and we'll keep you up to date on what's going on in the future.
Sounds good, man. Once again, I appreciate you taking the time. I appreciate you. We extended a little bit on you, and I appreciate you taking the time. And what we're going to do is, while you make your way out there, we're going to play another one of your joints. We're going to play the Butter Pecan joint. I don't know if I should be listening to this because I felt some type of way. I felt I needed to get off the line, make a few phone calls after I heard this joint, but I'm going to keep that to myself.
Well, I know it's working. That's what it's supposed to do.
Right. Exactly. So, once again, my man, I appreciate it. And we're going to get into your joint right now while you make your way out here. This is the Poetic Therapist. His joint is called Butter Pecan. We'll be back.
To all my ladies, Mr. Wright.
Thank you. All right, let me set the mood. Ladies, let me dim the lights and adjust them to your eyes, making them fit like an expensive piece of clothing. Not too tight, but just right. Enough to bring out, enhance your all natural, letting it cast its spell, making its flamboyant ways reach out to touch my temptations with your erotic sways and that look that you send my way. You don't understand. The way that you look at me with that look makes the very breath that I breathe in and out of me want to leave me completely. Fuck waiting to exhale. That butter pecan flavor that you got me caught up in a rapture like Anita Baker. You don't hear me. It's got me moving in a deep and erotic way as if I was making love to Luther. You don't understand the effect that butter pecan flavor has. You see, if I was to take my tongue and get a scoop of that butter pecan, I'd be guaranteed to never let it go to waste. Once it drips, my job is to catch. Once it melts from the heat of the tongue, my job is to clean up the mess. If it's lacking a little sugar, my job is to sweeten the pots. And if you're wondering what's coming next, my job is to get you there, keep you there, and make sure you stay nice and wet, so I can clean up that mess that we spoke on a little earlier. And for those who are a little more subtle and like to watch, and if you want to see what the butter pecan does to me, excuse me, Miss Lady, would you care to come and spoon feed me, please?
Hi, people, this is your man, C Major. I'm actually going to make my way out of here, but we do, because we extended the show a little bit, we still have about 17 minutes left. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some joints. Unfortunately, I have to get out of here, so I'm going to play some joints for you guys. Once again, we appreciate your patience. We appreciate your time. We're going to make it happen. We're doing it real big. Oh, also remember, no shows next week. It's election time. Go get out and vote. Barack the vote. Do all that stuff. I'll see y'all next week. You know the deal. We got now. We don't care. We got next. Peace.
This mental stimulation between us is taking us to new heights, allowing us to explore where we've never been before. Mentally, physically, the attraction is almost obsessive. 'Cause when you're gone from me through the night, sweetie, you're still here. And when you're here with me through the night, you damn near got me speechless, speaking in tongues, to the point where my lips don't even understand. But the blessing that you are, you reach deep inside of me and bring out a level of intrigue and mystique, placing it to the level where it ought to be. A sight for sore eyes is what you are.
sexual healing for my questions with your answers is what you provide. And I thank you. Come here, sweetie. Let me wash your feet while gently massaging them. Kiss you on the back of your knee to make you a little weak, so I can give you a place to lay and let you feel that heavenly vibe that's being sent. With all that, my earth angel, I ask you, would you allow me to spread your wings and do those creative things with your body without you attempting to stop me from getting a taste? 'Cause I got the feeling that bittersweet candy, and the way it works, is the best, making any taste test desirable to any man who has a dream. Prime example, if Dr. King was still alive, he'd still be asleep. The enticing taste of that candy is clearly moving me like it should be, all day, all night, and all those times in between. And with all that being said and done, the only thing I truly want is to hold you through the night.
Could have been so great. And I wish things could have worked out differently. to live that way. But I'm loving, still climbing. I've been searching, never finding. So many people want to talk about ways.
What am I talking about?
And about our ways. What I have to say. Free yourself.
Before you hurt somebody.
Free yourself. Free yourself.
Before you hurt somebody.
Free yourself.
Before you hurt yourself.
If somebody wanna go and mess with you.
Who you want me? Who you want me?
I'll do it for you. I had never sent a clip but went to war for you. But that's what I do. I do it for you. Because you love me.
Love me.
And then we need to stop the fun. If somebody wanna go and let the chill.
Anybody threatening me, I am built for this. Y'all don't understand that I'm
what you're trying to do. But if I said I didn't care, I'd be lying to you. I just take a concept and start applying my views. Some will like it, some won't. I'm not denying the truth. Still, I'ma spit like it doesn't exist. Because I came this far, but I ain't coming to quit.
I ain't built for this.
I was just preparing for that. Time it all comes down and just